And I don't know what your prayer life's like. I really don't. But I want us to think tonight that there is a connection between how you talk to God and how much peace you have. And boy, don't we need peace. So the question really is, have you been praying? And have you been praying as you should be praying? The flip side of that is there restlessness and anxiety in your heart. Well, if you haven't been praying right, the answer to the second one is definitely a yes. There is restlessness and anxiety in your heart. So tonight's lesson, I hope, will help us to make that connection between peace and prayer. Because I think God wants us to have that connection. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6 and 7, says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." All of us want peace. None of us, I think, have all the peace that we would like to have. Many of us may have very little peace. I think Paul makes three important points in this two verses, and ones I think we need to think about. Peace comes from God is the first one. He didn't say, it's the peace of us. He said, it's the peace of God. I sometimes think we miss that point, though. Because I find myself believing, if I could just get everything from the outside of my life in order, if I could have less stress, fewer problems, bills paid, health under control, I'd feel better on the inside. If my kids just did what they should and listened to me, all of those things on the outside. But you know something? It actually works the other way around. If I get it straight on the inside, if I accept God's peace on the inside, which He gives to us as a gift, if I accept that, that helps fix things on the outside. But so easy to get those backwards. Peace is of God. First point. Second point, I think, in this, is that peace is simply surpasses all understanding. When we try to sit down and understand everything in our life, why is this happening to me? Why aren't my kids doing what I should? Why is my marriage having this problem or that problem? Why is my job working out this way? Why? Peace doesn't come from figuring that out. Anxiety comes from figuring it out. Frustration comes from figuring it out. Because we fail. Peace is from God. And God basically is saying, I'm not going to explain it. Trust me. It's there. It surpasses all of our understandings. And when we try to understand it, we just get all uptight and everything else. You know, I must have told my kids 10,000 times while they were growing up, life just isn't fair. That's a hard lesson for a child to learn. And you know something that's hard for us to learn that? It's just not right. It's just not right. Why can't I do what I did when I was 30? Or 40 or 50. That's just not fair. I still want to. You know, why do I have the medical problems? Why do I have financial problems? Well, why? It's inexplicable. There's just no understanding that anyone can give you. peace come from God. We need to accept that. And then the third point is peace protects our heart. Peace protects our mind. Let's go back and look at that text one more time. It said, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's that same military term I talked about Sunday night. It's one that stands duty to keep anything out. If we'll accept the peace of God, all that uneasiness that we have, all of that worry and that anxiety and that frustration is out there. Because I'm at peace in here. That only comes from God. And surpasses our understanding. Boy, don't we need that. I mean, every one of us needs peace. And more and more and more we need peace. We live in an anxiety-ridden world. I'm a news junkie. And I don't even enjoy watching news anymore. It's just, we're overwhelmed almost by a search for something to get rid of that uneasiness. Folks turn to drugs, they turn to booze, they turn to sex, they turn to whatever. The only way to get that uneasiness and anxiety, that frustration out of your heart, is to recognize peace comes from God, and it surpasses your understanding. I mean, the answer is right in front of us. There it is. And Paul, in this passage, urges us to turn everything over to God. Everything. And then accept the peace of God. And let Him stand guard at the door of your heart. And believe me, He is capable of warding off all anxiety and worry. He is capable. He is able. Oh, how I love Jesus. We just sung it. But do I love Him enough to trust Him? Do I love Him enough to let Him stand guard at my door? Do I love Him enough to accept the gift of His peace? I hope the answer is yes to all of that. But the key to all of it is back at the beginning of that same passage. But, he says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Are we praying? Folks, we're never going to have peace unless we do. It's just not going to happen. God doesn't intend for it to happen. If we're not willing to submit ourselves to Him and go to Him for everything, then basically what He's saying is, well, then be anxious. You'll sooner or later come to understand the only way to have peace is to give it all to Me. Do you need prayers? Do you need help? Will you let us help? Will you let God help? Please let your requests be made known right now.